Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Living by Design radio show. I am Kathy Holloway Hill, and we are here with another week of Emotional Bailout, Nine Principles for Rising When Your World is Falling. And right now, there's a lot of people out there who have a falling world, and we are going to rise up and make sure that you accomplish whatever goals you have on your plate right now. We are up to principle number 6 in the Emotional Bailout Program. There are 9 principles, and we're on principle number 6, which is everyone's favorite, financial literacy. We are going to have a great discussion this evening about financial literacy as well as multiple streams of income. In these days and times, we all know you cannot just depend on one stream of income. We've got to start working smarter, not harder, and implementing multiple streams of income. Now, I'm sure that this economic state has caused us to realize quite a few things that maybe we didn't see before, or we just kind of took for granted, or we were ignoring, or had blinders on, or whatever you may want to call it. But hopefully this situation has caused a lot of us to learn the importance of planning and financial literacy. Now, you know, Albert Einstein stated it correctly when he said doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, is the definition of insanity, and it is. So hopefully with this new discovery, the state of the economy, all of those people out there who have lost their jobs, realizing that my financial situation wasn't in a good position prior to the economic drop. So when this situation turns around, you're going to do some things differently, correct? Okay, right. So let's jump into the discussion about financial literacy. I want to just share some facts with you first before we really dig into this topic. There are so many people who truly believe that money will certainly buy happiness. But if you've been listening to all of the principles, back in principle number 3, we talked about a study that one of the very popular ABC News shows did that was done on 2020. And it talked about a study of where happiness comes from. And that study was completed by tons of scientists who worked together to do that study, and money was not really part of the equation. It was actually a very small part of the equation. All of the material things that people think make them happy, money, appearance, and status, and those types of things, it only brought 10% of happiness to our lives. It was only a small piece of the pie. So that's a very important fact that I want to just point out before we really dig into this topic. Increases in income have a relatively brief effect on life satisfaction. And there have been tons of psychological studies that have been done that have proven by all of the research shows that increased wealth brings more intense negative emotions than it does positive emotions. And the studies do not link wealth with greater happiness. So that's a proven psychological fact. I know everybody wants to find out for themselves. Okay, well, maybe it's a fact, but I want to find out for myself. So if you ever win the lottery or you ever are in that position, you will find out. I've been in that position, and I know firsthand that money does not buy happiness. Now, if you find your purpose in life and you're living your purpose and you accomplish your goals and you focus your attention on becoming successful, money absolutely is a part of that equation. But when you just focus totally on money and nothing else, then it's not going to work out. So there's my 2 cents worth on that. Now, let's go ahead and just dig into some of the things that we know have to be first and foremost if we want to keep our finances in a good spot, a good position. Let's first talk about what you spend. So we know right now that everyone is probably in a tight spot, whether you have a job or whether you don't. If you're on unemployment or if you still have a steady income, whatever the case may be, there are more people out there who are living paycheck to paycheck than there are people who just have unlimited funds. So with that being the case, let's just talk about some smart money matters that you really need to incorporate into your life. Know what you spend. That's a very important fact. You've got to understand what you're spending. You can't just spend, and not have enough money left at the end of the month. You have more months than you do money. So that's not a good thing. So if you don't have a journal or some type of way to keep track of what you're spending, I would recommend you do that because you never know how those cups of Starbucks coffee and those tiny little things that you buy here and there can really add up at the end of the month. And those things can add up to the point where you're spending hundreds of dollars on just little junk items that you get when you go in the gas station to buy gas. Well, as high as gas is these days, hopefully you're not buying those little junk items. But once you get into a habit and you're used to buying those little junk items, you keep on doing it whether gas prices are high or not. Try to create a budget that is 15 to 25% lower than what you currently spend. If you know that we're in an economic crisis and you know that it's going to be a while before it turns around, go ahead and create your budget. And if you already have a budget, try to tighten it up a little bit. Try to cut back. And you don't have to cut really hard, really fast. Just gradually ease some things out that you're currently doing, that look at spaces and areas where you can tighten it up. Try to find a checking account that pays interest. Now, I know banks are really cutting back as well, but there are still some banks out there who may offer small amounts of interest on your checking account. That's a good way to possibly earn some extra money when you have funds in your account. This next one for me is a major, major piece that I absolutely would encourage everyone to do ASAP, and that is to look at your credit cards. Try your best to eliminate your credit card debt. If you could do that one thing, that would change your life significantly. Credit card companies, the interest rates on these credit cards are ridiculous, crazy, unbelievable. And if you pay the minimum every single month, you are putting yourself in a position to be in debt forever. And if you're one of those individuals who never pays on time and you're racking up a ton of late fees, oh my goodness, you are really putting yourself in a horrible, horrible spot. So if the quicker you can pay off that credit card or at least pay them down, the better you will be because your interest rate could possibly improve. And if you start to pay the amount down, the balance is down, then you can even call in and try to ask for a lower interest rate. That is major. So I want to make sure that I let you know that so that you can focus on that. Also, another big one for me is to understand and know your credit score. A lot of people have no clue what their credit score is, and they don't even care. But if you're ever wanting to purchase an item on credit, or a house or a car or anything, you need to understand your credit score. Credit companies are just like any other company. They make mistakes. And it's your responsibility to review your report to see what mistakes have been made on your credit report. And there are three main credit reports, Experian. I can't think of the other two, but there are three of them that you need to make sure that you check out. And the three most important ones are, they're very popular. I know Experian is one that comes to mind, but there's two others that I'm sure will come to mind before the end of this segment, and I'll let you know what those are. But right now, for whatever reason, they're just not coming to mind right now. But please, 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 whatever you do, make sure that you at least pull one and know what your credit scores are. And there are companies out there that will actually give you all three of the credit reports if you just, you know, go ahead and look them up or go ahead and check out those companies. You can do a Google search on credit scores or credit report or whatever and then find out what your credit scores are. If you do find some mistakes on them, it's your responsibility to write in and get those mistakes resolved, or at least get those mistakes in the works to try to remove them from your credit report, or get them add a comment that you can put alongside that entry and that item. Equifax, that's another one that came to mind. It just came to mind. I know Experian, Equifax, and there's one other credit company that's one of the big ones out there, but you probably know what the three big credit companies are out there. So the three ones that you really want to focus on, you can, like I said, look that up on the internet and find out what your scores are. And then the other thing is, I'm not sure if you have a job or if you don't, but if you do have a job, one of the most important things that you need to look into is your 401k. A lot of people feel like they can't afford to contribute money to a 401k. Well, you absolutely can afford not to, because that's free money that your company is giving you. They're matching those funds. And I know you may be young right now, but one day you're going to get close to retirement and you're going to look up and you're not going to have anything. And the way this economy is going, we may not have Social Security and all the things we have currently when people retire. You may not have those things years from now. So it's up to you to find ways to get creative to take control of your financial future. And 401k is a fantastic way to do that. Your company may have some other saving incentives. Maybe they offer stock at a discounted price. Then I definitely would take advantage of that. So those are just some basic things that you could do right now to improve your financial situation. Those are basic financial tips that really should be in place right now. And if they're not in place right now, then I absolutely would recommend it. Financial literacy is something that we absolutely just as a nation don't take a look at. Over 85, almost 90% of the population, probably higher than that, we live paycheck to paycheck. And if you were to get laid off, you would be in a very bad position. And now is the time for you to pay attention to these things. And being financial having financial literacy is something that is an absolute must in today's times. It's a key component of life success, because you can't be worrying about your financial situation all the time. It's just not a good practice. So those are some simple things that you can start doing. And I want to just jump into multiple streams of income, because this is an area that I absolutely would recommend for everyone. I don't care if you have a job or not. If you have a computer and access to the internet, then you probably heard the words multiple streams of income. It is the future of financial independence. You just can no longer rely on a basic 9-to-5 job and be assured that you will be able to retire after 30 years of dedicated service. It's your responsibility to manage and control your income today, tomorrow, and beyond, and this is the way to do it. Instead of just focusing on the economy and how it's hurt you or how it could hurt you, become creative and start thinking of ways to generate other streams of income. There are so many possibilities under this category, I can't even begin to go into all the opportunities and all the possibilities and all the ways that you can get creative. In my book, Emotional Bailout, there is a ton of information in this section under multiple streams of income to give you ideas to kind of, you know, get your just wet your whistle a little bit and give you ideas of ways to come up with. Now, I do want to caution you about get-rich-quick schemes. There's a difference in multiple streams of income and get-rich-quick schemes. If something seems and sounds too good to be true, then it probably is. So be very careful what you get involved in. Do your homework. Do your research. Check it out. If you have to find some references or people who are doing it, make sure you do that, because it's very important that you know what you're getting yourself involved into, especially if there's some sort of investment that's going to go into it. And I'm just going to go through a couple of things, a few that I know people who are actually doing this and they are generating income. Real estate property. Now, I know this may be a big one, and everyone can't do this. I know flipping houses and that type of thing, it requires a lot of capital and a lot of money to get involved in it. But it is definitely an area that is huge on the list, because as the economy starts to turn around, you can make a ton of money if you're savvy in the real estate property market. If you understand how that works, I would recommend you absolutely jump in there and do it. Another area that's really good and really easy is selling on eBay. You have no idea how much those treasures in your garage that you're ignoring are the things in your basement that you probably need to get rid of. To me, eBay selling is like having a garage sale online. That's what I call it. And it's very easy to do, and I know a lot of people who are really generating a good deal of additional income by doing that. Look around at the items in your house that you no longer want, you no longer need, and see if you can come up with a great way to describe it, take photos of it, post it up on eBay. It's very easy. It's free to get a profile on eBay. Check that out. Absolutely recommend it. What about those of you who have a product and it's just kind of sitting around gathering dust? This is a great place to start to think about, what is your product? Who's your market? Where can you sell this product? If you have a passion for a specific task, cooking, sewing, knitting, golf, baseball, whatever, and you have a product that you've created for that, how about getting a website and trying to promote it? Or if you're not ready for that, go to eBay. And even if you're not ready for that, create a blog about it. Post it up on Facebook. There are tons of ways to get your product out there so people can see it. Here's another way. Freelance writing. Are you a writer? Do you like to write? How about trying to write a book? On my website, I have an audio CD that takes you from start to finish, production to from conception to production, and how to write a book and get it out there. This is where I started. I love to write. This is how I got my book out there. I'm working on my second book. I was also involved in about 12 different compilation books where multiple people wrote different chapters. There's lots of ways you can earn money on freelance writing. You can get paid for writing blogs. There's opportunities out there for companies who will pay you to write articles for them. Do a Google search on these things. Whatever your hobby is, whatever you enjoy doing, do a Google search on it and find out ways to get paid for it. If you're a website designer, do you have the technical skills that it takes to design websites? There are so many new small companies that are jumping up, and people are looking for web designers who are reasonably priced, that are just starting out and just want to get their feet wet and want to get some new clients. They're out there. Graphic design, that's another area that's really, really booming. People are looking for graphic designers to help with their website, help with their marketing materials, help with their brochures and their business cards. Those are lots of different things that you can do. Talk to people, network. now is the time to get yourself out there and let people know what your area of expertise is so that you can try to start generating some income. Virtual assistants. This is an area that is extremely popular. As people start to create new businesses and they're working from their homes, they don't have offices, but they need some type of assistance from someone who may be working from their home, and that could be you. And that's what we call a virtual assistant. And this is a new concept, but it is projected to explode over the next 5 to 10 years as more home-based businesses are created. The need for virtual assistants will become more demanding than ever. This is a great convenience for working moms or individuals who just prefer to work from home. If you have a reason that you can't get out and you just prefer to work from home, and right now with the gas prices, I think that pretty much includes a large majority of the population, then this is a great possibility for you. Now, I do know there are tons of companies out there who do hire virtual assistants, and they have clients that they match virtual assistants to. But again, just like I mentioned earlier, now is the time where predators are really, really, really high in demand out there. Not in demand, but they are high demand out there. So everyone is looking for ways to earn money, and people who are trying to scam and take advantage of others, they're out there, and I think you need to prepare yourself and just be aware of those people. So there are a lot of companies who may say that they are legitimate for hiring virtual assistants and matching you to potential clients, but please, again, check out the Better Business Bureau, do your homework, and make sure that it's something that's legitimate. Animal care providers. There's a ton of people who would love to have someone to keep their pets or watch their children or tons of different things. Now, watching the children may be one that's you know, it's a little tricky because people don't want to just leave their children with anyone. You may want to leave your children with someone that you trust and know. And the same for animal care providers. But you can talk to your friends, family members, people in your network and circle about that particular stream of income. If that's something that interests you, maybe your friends would hire you to pet sit or babysit for them. Also, another area that's becoming very popular is a secret shopper. Secret or mystery shopping is a tool used by marketing research companies to measure the quality of their retail service or gather specific information about their products and services. And secret shoppers pose as normal customers to perform certain tasks such as purchasing a product, asking questions, registering complaints and behaving in a certain way. So this is really becoming very popular too. So check that out. That may be something that interests you if you're a big-time shopper and you love to do that. Coming up on the spring and summer months, you may be someone who loves the outdoors. What about lawn care? If you want to start a lawn mowing business, this is a great time to do it. It could be something you do in your part-time, or you may want to add more than just part-time hours. Catering, another huge way to earn additional income. I just absolutely love the story about the individual who, at 20 years old, with no college education, just started baking cookies from her home, and it just grew and grew and grew and grew. And now, Mrs. Fields Cookies is known worldwide. Debbie Fields was her name. And she just started a business based on her passion, what she loved to do, and it grew into a mega, mega business. So those are just a few of the things that you can do. There are so many things that you can pull from your hobbies. And if you have clients that you're currently working with where maybe you're doing some part-time work on helping them to put together a business plan or whatever your area of expertise is, look for more clients. Ask them to refer you to people they know. There is so many different ways in which you can generate multiple streams of income. selling ebooks. If you don't want to write a book and you don't want to publish it, ebooks are very popular. And you don't have to deal with the publishing aspect of it. You can just write an ebook, sell it in your blog, sell it on Facebook, or wherever you want to sell it. You can generate a newsletter and sell it that way and send it out to your email distribution list. The list is endless. It goes on and on and on and on and on, and I could just go on for days talking about the importance of multiple streams of income. So what I would like for you to do is just sit down this evening or tomorrow or whenever you have a free moment and write down all the possibilities, all the things you love to do, all the hobbies, all the things you have engaged in over the last several years, what you believe you're good at, what you like to do, or even if it's not a real, true, big hobby, something that you can tolerate because you know you need to bring in additional streams of income. Just make a list of those things and see which one of those things that you could actually pull out and turn into something that you can generate income from. Whether the economy turns around or whether it's another several years before it turns around, this is something that you can start right now, today, to make a difference in your financial life. Remember, your finances are your responsibility. No one is going to come knocking at your door and hand you money. You can continue to try to play the lottery and see if that works for you, but you're just, again, throwing out more money that is very risky. The odds of winning the lottery are very, very high, and it's very, very difficult. So it's up to you. Everything in life is a choice. And as we said, Albert Einstein said it best when he said, if you keep doing it the same way, then you're going to have to expect to keep getting the same result. But if you keep doing it the same way, expecting a different result, that is the definition of insanity. So that is principle number 6. Financial literacy and generating multiple streams of income. I encourage you to go to my website, check out the books, check out the audio programs. Next week, we're going to jump into principle number 7, which is lifelong learning, and that is a very critical principle because everything we talked about falls under that category. You can't stop learning. It's not a destination. It is a journey. It keeps going and growing. So please join us next week as we continue. We're coming into the home stretch for the 9 principles in the emotional bailout program. And remember, if you listen to all 9 principles, you will receive a free copy of the program. Okay? So keep those emails coming to me, Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, at C. HollowayHill.com. That's CHOLLOWAYHILL.com. Happy Wednesday to you. Have a wonderful evening, everyone, and I will see you same time next week here on the Living by Design Show. Good evening, everyone.